This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Melner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jeb's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service. Good morning. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman, joining me in the studio. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Remember to push the right microphone this time to get you on the air. So, yay. Good morning. Yes. Michael, yes. We got Michael on the 800 line. We'll talk to him in a minute. I bet he's going to call me up and thank me for playing the Bristol Stomp before Party Line here.
Possibly.
Scott, watch where the forecast is cloudy today with a high at 28, cloudy tonight, low at 18, and cloudy tomorrow with a high 32. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high 35. Slight chance of rain on Thursday with a high 42, and snow likely Thursday night. Then we get a little bit of rain mixed in with that. Same thing for Friday morning. Rain maybe mixed with snow, or high around 40, though, so it won't be freezing.
Not like it was yesterday.
Right now. It's freezing at 14 at your official weather station, WILO. And I don't have my wind chill chart in front of me, but it's probably feeling like minus 5 or so out there.
Yeah, I'm about to have my phone back on. I could have told you.
Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, yeah. I needed a short song to take me to 8:30, so I pulled that one out.
I wasn't going to call in today, but when that came on, I thought I got a call.
You got up and got moving and dancing, didn't you?
I did.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
But Melissa didn't know what that song was. She said she didn't never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Melissa's, she's my...
Yeah, she's about 23, isn't she?
No. Yes, she is 23. Melissa, believe it or not, is around my age.
And, oh, is she?
Yeah, she is. And most people my age they're not familiar with the Dovells and the 1950s music.
True.
So I'm aware of it. I'm familiar with it somewhat, but yeah, just because I've been in radio. She's not been in radio a whole lot, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys being back. I guess Ken's there, isn't he?
He's right here.
I'm here.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Just wanted to tell you, your In the Huddle Saturday was an excellent show. Great one.
Yeah, it was a repeat of the previous week. That's why it was great.
It was a good show.
I've already got the guests for this coming week, or got two of them anyway, so I'm in pretty good shape already. So,
anybody you can say?
We're going to have another discussion. We're going to have somebody from Fox talking about Basketball Day in Indiana. We're going to have him on.
Okay.
He'll be one of the guests on. I'll keep the other one a secret for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be too long for that championship game in Kokomo. Goes February 8th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. It's that weekend, and that's what we're going to be going. Yeah, you know, I wanted to get the Fox people on to talk about it, and I'm going to try and get Kokomo Mayor Tyler Moore on if he'll call. I'm going to have to memory again. So,
All righty, very good. And I want to welcome you guys back. Did you have a safe trip?
Yeah. Yeah, it was safe and good and fun, and we squeezed in a lot in 2 days.
Oh, God, did we ever.
We got there Friday night, and, what do we do Friday night? Just kind of hung out a little bit.
Is it
on the party bus.
Is it repeatable what we did Friday night?
Yeah,
okay,
We just kind of got there Friday night, got settled in, then went over to, got on the party bus, they call it.
Yeah.
They shuttled us across town to a...
Second Street,
which is a like a... an information promotions company there in St. Louis, and they hosted us, so we had a few adult beverages and a
food drink, and
good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we hooked up with a group from Pikeville, Kentucky, as they pronounce it, Pikeville.
Yeah. Mountaintop Radio.
Yeah, Mountaintop Radio crew. And so we sat with them and talked TV and radio and all kinds of good stuff. And then Saturday it was just all sessions and, and stuff. So then Saturday night, Steve Casper took us to Pio's
in
Italian
Saint
restaurant in St. Charles on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I hope he paid for it.
He paid.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, bless his heart.
And what was it? That building there was built and has been there since like 1896. I mean, this is a true Italian restaurant.
And the restaurant's, I mean, the restroom was small, too.
Yeah, a small restroom, the smallest restroom in the world. But great food and good times.
So, food was tremendous.
We got back about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this wasn't just for you guys. This was a whole bunch of radio stations, was it?
Yeah, I don't know how many radio stations were represented, but 170 people were there, and they said that was one of the biggest ones they've ever had. I know they were sold out and no hotel rooms left.
Well, and see, also we were having to fight the Cardinal Caravan that was in town, over downtown as well, so we were right downtown next to the Arch, and they were there too. So
yeah, the St. Louis Cardinal fans, every one of them were there. They had a big signing session.
Yeah, caravan,
they had
Ozzie
Smith in town for signatures and stuff. So yeah, pretty cool.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time and a safe time. Did you run into any bad weather at all?
Amazingly, no. We left Friday at 12, and we got a little bit of ice and sleet once we got close to St. Louis.
But Deba Vandalia.
Yeah, I was just surprised. I figured it'd be a mess all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, we stopped and ate at the Beef House in Covington.
Oh, okay.
For lunch.
There, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have any of their rolls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They had the rolls.
Oh, yeah.
We had I had roast beef.
I had a barbecue pork loin. I'd highly recommend it if you like pork.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to eat.
Yes.
Thank you, Russ Casper.
What you guys see on the ground today is what we got over the weekend. So I think we lucked out too.
Yeah. I was talking to Shell a little bit through text over the weekend, and she was telling me about how cold it was and how she was having a hard time opening the car doors.
I had a little trouble last night, too. And
warming everything up, so, yeah.
Well, did you put Vaseline on them?
No, she was, mine are okay, and I left her my car. So I told her just drive that this weekend, which she did. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't put Vaseline on them anyway. Use silicone spray.
Right, silicone spray,
There you go. Well, it's good to hear you guys.
And yes, sir.
Well, Russell was a good driver, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We tag-teamed it on the way home yesterday.
Yeah. I'm the only one didn't have to drive.
Yeah.
So, thank God. I was so tired. I didn't drive, but I was so tired. I don't know if I could have or not.
Yeah. Okay. So did you have to tip the driver?
No. No. As long as we show up for work, he's okay. As long as we show up for work, he's all right.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you take care. And thank you again, Kevin. That's
sure.
a great song.
Yeah,
and
I'm
play
glad
that
enjoy.
For Melissa. She'll like it, too.
I will. I'll get her I'll email her a copy or something.
There you go. Thank you, fellas.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate the phone call this morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have Susan Gresham in here for a few minutes to talk about Coach Kids of Clinton County. And this is kind of their Monday mentoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to get the word out and make a big push here at the beginning of the year. And then tomorrow we're going to talk all things healthy
with
Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Wan and Public Health Nurse Dana Longendecker, and then Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, somebody being here.
Yep.
And we've got an open line Wednesday. We're working on that one. USB in here Thursday. Open line as of right now on Friday, too.
Right.
Ken's working on a few things. So we'll have some guests.
What happens when I'm gone for 3 days?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how things back up.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up this, let's see, what is it? The 23rd, which is, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the Chili Cook-Off, Benefit Chili Cook-Off and Bake Sale. This is for a family who lost a loved one in a house fire just a couple blocks over from us here at Wylo. And all proceeds from this event will be donated to the Mills family. And we got it sold thanks to Kevin Evans, Center Township Trustee. In Clinton County.
Uh-huh.
Got this sold for a remote for Shine 99 this Saturday. Don't know yet what the hours are. I think it's 4 to 6, 5 to 7 maybe. But their hours will be 5:30 to 8:30 at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center. That's at 259 South 3rd Street. They're going to take a free will offering. They've got 16 different chilies. Our very own Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes will be there stopping in for a little bit of a performance. They'll have silent auctions, raffles, a 50-50 drawing, including a Matt Painter signed basketball, Sleep Number pillows, and Blondie's cookies from Kokomo. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information, call Misty at 765-418-2351 or Talia at 574-870-0249. Benefit Chili Cook-Off this Thursday. What are you going to say, Ken? I thought you were going to say something.
I was thinking maybe we should try and get one of those two on Wednesday.
Hey, I tell you what, that would be a good idea. I've got both our phone numbers.
I've got both of them, too, I think.
I bet you could probably talk Misty into it.
I think I could.
Talia's in Lafayette. Yeah, it might be tougher for her.
Well, she'd call in.
Absolutely. And she probably would do that, too.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll try and do for Wednesday.
Okay, well, I'll get the phone numbers for you, then.
I think I've got them right here in this pile.
Oh, good, okay.
Also, they're piled. You don't want to look at it.
It's probably quicker if I just give you the phone.
Yeah, probably is.
Coming up a couple Saturdays from now, Men's Conference, February 1st. It's the No Regrets at Faith Family Church at 508 West Green Street in Frankfort from 9:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. So, ladies, you can get your men all freshened up and get rid of them for a day while you go do whatever you do.
As I said, then check your credit card so you know where they're at.
Or take them with you.
Yeah, right.
9:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's $15 a ticket, which includes lunch. Call 659-3011 to reserve tickets or check it out at faithroots.org. The crew over there, Mark Sanders and crew, they'd love to hear from you. So it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers, huh, for the Super Bowl 54 at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, February 2nd.
You realize the last time Miami held the Super Bowl was the Colts and the Bears, and it poured rain most of the night down.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
No, that's the last time I think Miami had the Super Bowl. I may be wrong on that, but I think it's the last time they were down there.
Well, I was going to say, the Niners, they defeated the Packers 37-20. The Chiefs rallied past the Titans 35-24. And it's, what, 50 years since the Chiefs have been there?
You realize the Chiefs and the Packers, I think, played the very first one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If my memory still
serves. Isn't that cool?
I think if my memory serves me correct, I want to say it was either at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. That's where I want to say it was. I think it was.
I really thought the Titans might beat the Chiefs yesterday. I thought they might be able to do it. It looks like it was relatively close. We were on the road, so we didn't get a chance to watch it, but. But 35-24, it says they rallied past the Titans. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the full.
Well, you know, Kansas City has started slow the last couple of games, and if they start slow against San Fran, it's over.
Yeah. They got to come out and be on their game. But, I mean, that's almost 2 weeks away. So that's, you know, that's technically 12, 13 days. But that's, it's just, it's a lot of time to stay fresh and sharp and focused. Yeah. So the 49ers and the Chiefs, do you have a prediction yet, Ken?
I think both teams offensively will score at will if they want to. Question is, which defense is going to play better? And I like San Francisco's defense a whole lot better than I do Kansas City, so I'm going to pick the Niners for that reason.
Yeah, I kind of think the same thing. I was thinking the Niners this morning. So that could change over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and also I will throw a little tip. I think the special teams the Niners have, especially Robbie Gould, is the place kicker as comparison.
He's good, yeah.
And of course, play with the Bears and Harrison, or you know, whatever the guy's name was. Kansas City, he's not quite as consistent as Gold is. So I think it's tight. I still like San Francisco.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. Well, the New York Times is endorsing two Democratic presidential nominees.
They didn't say who, though.
Well, they've said now.
Oh, they have. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite get that far.
Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. For the 2020.
Well, you can forget those two because they'll be gone because they ain't going to be around.
The paper picked the Massachusetts senator over Bernie Sanders due to his age and health, citing his heart attack last October.
Right.
Meanwhile, the paper also endorsed Minnesota senator, saying she offers a voice for the middle. So I saw a piece on this on CBS this morning, and they were talking about how the New York Times has endorsed Klobuchar because she's a good centrist. But they were mentioning how the Democratic Party's kind of fractured right now, and some people really like the far left, and Elizabeth Warren is your man, or your woman.
Whichever she is.
They also put in the report that Gayle King had sent it out to some guy who was out at the Iowa getting prepared for the caucuses.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what about this latest endorsement for the New York Times? And this guy said, people in Iowa don't care about what the New York Times have to say.
It's true. I don't know if they even know it exists in Iowa.
Yeah, and I can say... me in Indiana doesn't care about what the New York Times has to say.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week. You know, polls are great as long as they stay accurate. But after the last election, polls, media, everybody took a major hit.
Yeah.
And now it's really up to us this time through. And I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
We've got to have some actual reporting that's factual, not a bunch of baloney that these polls keep putting out.
I don't know if that'll ever happen again on a national level. I know we keep it fair here on Wild.
Oh, we'll try to at least.
But you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever get back there. I know Bernie and Biden are going at it.
Yeah,
quite a bit. You know, they're trying to.
Maybe that'll allow a Buttigieg to get in. I just don't think so. But it would be nice if he could find a way to.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I was just going to say that the bitter cold that froze most of us over the weekend should be behind us. National Weather Service says after a cold start this morning, today's highs should be in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, warm up into the mid 30s, and then the 40s by Thursday. But as we said, Friday we got a chance of. Yeah. Rain and snow. And
you know, really, the temperature wasn't bad down there over the weekend. This cotton-picking wind was
bad. A couple times we stepped outside or would walk outside. You're right. It wasn't that bad, considering it's St. Louis in January.
Yeah, but the wind just cut you apart.
Yeah. Plus, we were down there on the river by the arch. And although there's a lot of buildings which kind of cut the wind some, it's just like it comes right up the street and just cuts through you.
The problem is though, where those vacant spots between those buildings are, you get smacked pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. One thing I do want to make mention here, I just saw this morning. The world's richest 2,000 people have more wealth than the poorest 4.6 billion combined.
Yeah.
A new report out today from Oxfam also found that women around the world work 12.5 billion hours a day it says 12.5 billion hours a day without pay, contributing nearly $11 trillion in value in the world economy. That's three times more than what the technology sector, the head of the Ox firm India, says that people around the world are protesting this inequality where the rich Texas avoid taxes while others have to, don't have to access their basics like clean water.
I know pay equality has got better in India or in the United States. But I think we still have a ways to go, probably.
Yeah, and I think when you see stuff like this, I think it exemplifies the old saying, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it tells me with all that free time that women are putting in and not getting paid for, that there's a lot of countries who have a ways to go
toward
pay equality. A lot of countries are not working toward pay equality. Women are backseat.
That's why human trafficking is such an item overseas, especially overseas. Mm-hmm. It's an item around the world, but it really is overseas.
Mm-hmm. All right, if there's something on your mind, Ken and I would love to talk to you. We got about 10 minutes left in this first portion of the program. Again, we'll have Susan Gresham coming up at 9 o'clock with Coach Kids. I always love these stories. A dog is back home again in Indiana. The Evansville pup, which adopted when he was a pup, in 2013, but then went missing. He was found 2,000 miles away in L.A.
I saw that this morning.
A trucker brought the dog back home after it was located thanks to a microchip. So that dog has been, he was a pup, and then they lost him in 2013. Now he's full grown, and he's 7 years old, which in dog years is 49 years old.
Right.
So there's an Evansville family with a happy pup this morning.
Yep. And I'm sure they're happy as well.
Happy, and everybody's 7 years older, right? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So he's talking about Bernie Sanders a little bit. Bernie Sanders thinks a woman can be president, but he also thinks that gender could be a problem for female candidates. This guy's digging himself a hole.
And the problem is Bernie is so old now that he digs that hole, he might as well just put himself
lay down
in it.
Lay down
thinking that for good.
The Vermont senator and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate told New Hampshire Public Radio Sunday that gender could still be an obstacle, just like his age could be an obstacle. He added that while some voters may be anxious about things like gender, the country as a whole has come a long way.
Okay, I'm going to just throw out a hypothetical question, okay? If
age, and if you know women and your sex is still a problem like this, how come you know how come being gay or lesbian is not a just throwing that out for food for thought.
How come it's not a
accepted? How come it's not an issue or a major issue, such as what Bernie is referring to?
Yeah, I know. I think you're right, and I think the fact that Pete has said all the right things and has all the right answers, and he's a veteran, and you know he just happens to be gay, but he's doing not very good in the polls. Although he was working his way up in Iowa last week, so yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anything.
You know, and here,
recently.
Here's the thing. Here's the guy who's in his, mid to early 40s?
Who, Buttigieg?
I mean, early to mid 40s, yeah.
No, he's like 38.
I thought he was in his 40s.
I think he's still in his 30s.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Here's
young.
That was my point. Here's a guy who's going against everything that, you know, that he shouldn't be going, you know, that's set against him. Especially from the age gap, because when is the last time, probably JFK will be my guess, that we had a quote, young president?
Trying to think of what Hal Clinton was when he had his first.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that, you know, maybe out.
Early 40s, that's very young for a president.
So what I'm saying is that, and also they were both, quote, Democrats, unquote. And Buttigieg judges, Democrats. I'm just saying, why can't the Republicans get somebody younger than what we have to choose from? Why can't that happen?
Talk about the Democrats, not the Republicans, right?
No, but I'm also saying look at every Republican candidate. They haven't had anybody that's been young outside of George, the younger Bush. But that was the only one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the 21 people that Trump beat to get the 21 Republicans, you know, the John Kasich, who was not young. I mean, he wasn't old, but.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the majority of people in politics are old anymore. And that is a problem. Because they will not think outside the box, and they will not communicate, and they just will not do a lot of things. That has got to change.
After Trump was elected, do you remember, I forget who the congressman was, but he was a Democrat. He was from California, I believe. And he tried to take the power from Nancy Pelosi. They were on the same side.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a younger guy, good-looking, well-spoken, you know, and he said, nothing against Nancy. I agree with her on 80% of the stuff.
But the 20 that I disagree.
Yeah.
Our major.
And he said we need younger, you know, blood in there, and boy, Nancy went on a scorched earth campaign against him and was able to shut him down.
But you know,
I think that would have helped the Democrats a lot if they would have had a younger.
To me, I'm going to say this, and you know, and I know I remember Vernon and I talked about this years and years ago. But the problem is, well, you know, with age comes knowledge. Well, that part's true, but at the same time, that can't last forever, and you got to have people to replace them. And the people to replace them right now are so inexperienced because of all these people who have been there, and not letting anybody else get in. That is a problem we're going to have to face. Because we're going to come up here soon, and this goes for the Supreme Court, this goes for the presidency, this goes for House, Congress, you name it. There's not that many young people in politics. And if we don't get somebody in there in some of those places to fix that, we're going to have a gap. We're going to have, you know, the Doug and Emu from the commercial on Liberty Mutual as our president, vice president.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody ages. So, I mean, Pete Buttigieg, in 20 years from now, he'll be 60. You know,
okay,
I
but mean, I'm just saying, will he still be interested in when he gets to be 60?
Good point. Well, what about the people like our mayor or a younger mayor? Uh-huh. You know, I mean, they get involved, but then they either get disheartened or they don't want to continue politics. I don't think the mayor of Frankfort wants to be the governor. Maybe he does. I don't know.
I know he has turned down a couple of opportunities in Indy. I know that's happened. I would really hope that he would not go down that path. That's just me, and he and I had that discussion. But I really just hope he wouldn't. Not saying he wouldn't be good at it. But I think he's
you don't want to see him get tainted.
Well, and that's kind of the way I feel. And, and so far, and I have to give Brian Buchanan credit for this. You know, Brian wasn't the popular choice here. As a matter of fact, we were, you know, this area, Ed Kripe was within one vote of getting that spot that Brian's now got. The thing of it is, Brian appears so far, he's still relatively young.
Sure.
he so far seems to be not very tainted yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that worries me when you have people this young who do get involved with politics. Maybe they're smarter than what we think they are, and they say, we're not going to get involved. Maybe that's the reason why.
Maybe.
But I'm just saying, what's going to happen to us as a country if we have this, when all these older people are gone,
mm-hmm.
or most of them are out of the way, what are we going to have?
Yeah.
What are we going to have to replace these? But this, as I said, goes for the presidency, goes for the House, the Senate, Supreme Court. What's going to happen?
Well, even Brian Buchanan is a state legislator.
Right.
You know, you're not talking about a congressman or a representative or something. And so when you, I think it's okay to be, you're still in a bubble locally or on a state level. But then when you get into a state representative, you know, going to Congress or something, you know, or congressman, then you get into, wow, man, it's a whole nother.
I will never forget the guy
set of
when we had
things.
We had a debate over here at the library, and I think it was for Secretary of State. I can't remember what it was. We had like 12 people, and they said, the problem is not the Republicans, the problem is not the Democrats, the problem is Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truest statement I've ever heard in politics. You know, so why the heck is D.C. such a problem? Now, I think we know why, but we're not going to get it. We don't have enough time
to
get it.
It's a swamp, right?
Well, it's more than a swamp. It's also the quicksand pit, too.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and end her on that, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Susan Gresham with Coach Kids here, and then we'll keep her for 10, 15 minutes and then bring Kim back in for the last couple minutes.
Okay.
Want to thank our sponsors. They are Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service.
This is Party Line. If we're in-